Mark, one of the creatures that fascinate me more than the most are the thunderbirds, these ancient stories of huge birds. But we're starting to get reports now that people are still seeing these things.
Oh, yes. They have never really gone away, though they're certainly less numerous now than they once were. But people still see them because the birds are migrating as they would naturally do, as they did the thousands of years ago. They're still coming north in the spring and going south in the fall.
I can't wait to open up the phone lines next hour just to see what kind of stories we get of people who may have witnessed or seen any of these creatures that we're talking about tonight. In the research you've done on the thunderbirds, were they more prevalent during the days in America, the 1700s, 1800s?
Well, very likely when there was the wild bison were loose across America. When the food supply was plentiful, the birds would have been more plentiful, too. And we know that their nesting sites, pointed out by the American Indians, dot that landscape where the bison, from the Harney Peak and the Black Hills to all around the Great Lakes, there are peaks associated with these birds where they nested.
Were some of these reports of these large thunderbirds picking up little kids, were they true or were they just legends and myths?
Well, there are times when especially if other food was scarce, like a famous case of an Indian that was picked up, not a child, but a man was picked up in Alberta and carried off to Devil's Head Mountain by a bird. He escaped and returned to his village where his people had given him up for dead. He was taken away because he and the other hunters were out at that time desperate themselves for food. So the bird preyed upon a person, I think, because there was scarce supply otherwise.
What's the wingspan, do you think, on these birds?
Well, people are making their best estimates, and they go up from 15 feet to 25 feet in width.
That's as big as a Cessna almost, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
As a matter of fact, I heard a report that in Alaska, it must have been about 2 years ago, guy's in his Cessna. And one of these thunderbirds, one of these huge birds, flies right next to him.
Yeah, that was 2002. The bird had been seen previous to that. I heard about it. Bush pilots had seen this thing. But, you know, up in the clouds, they didn't always get a good view of it. But some people finally did get a good view, some passengers and the pilot. And they all spoke up and said, we saw it. It was for real. And it was seen elsewhere, too, in the same vicinity on the ground. People had seen this thing coming and gotten on their radios to warn people about these birds.
Do you think they are part of the condor family?
Well, they're distantly related to condors. They're part of the pterotaurs. It's a fossil bird that has been found in great supply in North America. In the famous La Brea tar pits, there are a lot of pterotaurus fossils. And as time goes by in that part of the country, we find sometimes out in the desert they find these bones too, or the fossil record. And they're getting larger and larger as they find more fossils. So they're getting in the upper teens as far as the wingspread is concerned.
I thought for a moment you were going to say that they were pterodactyls still on this planet.
No, well, there are some of those reports, too, and I don't discount those because there's many of them. Oh, yes, people do see them. As a matter of fact, there was one account of a woman who said this thing came waddled up to her patio door in the southwest, you know, and so she wasn't seeing this thing at a distance and was confused about what she was seeing. This thing was right, you know, on the other side of the glass from her.
Looking in, huh?
Yes.
Oh, my. And just, I guess, the size of a human, isn't it?
Yes,
standing
they are. They're extraordinary, yes, quite the spectacle to see. But, again, not a frequent thing, but they are there.
Does the case of Mothman sound like some of these Thunderbird cases?
Well, to me, the Mothman stories, very specifically from the 1960s in West Virginia, sound like giant owls, because along the Ohio River, both in Ohio and in West Virginia, people have been seeing these giant owls, sometimes seeing them sitting in a tree in daylight so that they're able to describe what a bird that looks like a giant owl, or they see them along a shoreline like Rocky Fork Lake. People have seen these birds.
And what about the height? 5 feet, maybe?
Well, yes, 5 feet. And then when these birds, I'll make this point again because people get confused about it. When these birds are standing along a shoreline and furl their wings about them, the wings above their body give them even greater height.
So I see.
So
okay.
A 5 foot bird might look like a 9 foot dead tree.
So it fluffs up, I guess.
Yeah. Well, it's just they're using their wings in that way. You know, they're putting them above their head and bringing them together because this thing is camouflaging itself.
Okay.
And owls will look like part of a tree.
So it basically gives it height,
mm-hmm.
and from a distance. Who knows what it looks like.
Yeah, so it looks like a 9 foot tree when it's a 5 foot bird with its wings furled up.
And then it moves and you run like crazy.
Well, yes. Of course, people are seeing them on boats. You know, they're boating on the lake and they're looking at the shoreline.
Are they vicious?
Well, they can be. According to the American Indians, here's another thing that they did fear. They feared these things because they would come out of the mist at night and attack people on rare occasions again. But it was something you had to be aware of in your environment that was formidable and you didn't want to mess with it.
I don't know why, but the sight of being attacked by a huge bird, to me, is kind of chilling.
It is, because birds are of a nature where once they attack, they don't quit. You know, they don't just come in and...
zoom in. They stay and they peck away at you and everything else.
You bet, they do.
These Thunderbird beaks, how big?
Well, the Thunderbirds have a very boat-like beak, a very long beak, a very formidable thing. And it's also colored in such a way that people often don't see it from the ground when they look up. It gets lost in the background, you know. So sometimes the beak and the head, the whole head actually, people note that it gets lost, and so that these things sometimes look headless.
Have you had any great Thunderbird stories in your investigative career?
Oh, well, the greatest one would be the filming of the Thunderbird from Lake Shelbyville in 1977.
Tell us about that one.
Oh, yeah. Well, these two birds were moving through Illinois, coming south at the time of year that these birds traditionally do this, in July. In the Midwest, they seem to come south very early. They go up at the end of March, start of April, come up through Illinois, and then they come back down fairly early. Unlike the eastern along the Appalachians, they seem to migrate a lot later. But you know, I'm sure they have their reasons for that. But they come down in July, and back in July of 1886, a boy was picked up by a bird in Mulberry Grove, Illinois. In July, young Washburn Wright was picked up, but his jacket fortunately tore, and he was freed from the bird's grasp.
Kid must have had nightmares for the rest of his life.
Well, and then in 1977, in July, Marlon Lowe, a 10-year-old boy, was picked up by a bird, and he's one who is still around today, and he did have nightmares right after that. And then so a few days later, after that incident in July and the start of August, these birds had moved south to Lake Shelbyville, which is a huge reservoir in Illinois. And two gentlemen, Jason Huffer and his father, John Huffer, or Chief AJ, went fishing very early. It was their habit to go out and fish early on Lake Shelbyville. And since John Huffer was also a former marine photographer, he always had a camera with him. And so they went into this bay where they usually fished, and here were these two huge birds sitting in a tree. They had been roosting there for the night, obviously.
Yeah.
And when they came into the bay, they were used to birds just scattering. Well, these birds didn't do anything. They just sat there and looked back at the guys who were looking at the huge birds sitting in the tree. And so they wanted to film them, but they, you know, they were just sitting in the tree, so they waved an oar in the air, and they had a boat horn, which they blew, and so they finally got these birds to take off, and they took some film of them flying around.
I bet there'd be a whoosh sound on that.
Well, I think they're probably a little too far away for you. I'm not sure there is any sound on the film. I've never heard a soundtrack for it. But they have film of these birds in the air, but unfortunately there's no obvious scale.